Let's pray in silence. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we start the afternoon prayer, class. Sing one hymn, 40. Let's kneel down to pray to ask God to guide us. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Okay, let's review what we're talking about this morning. This morning we talk about why do we have to receive the water baptism? Then because we have a sin, so we need Jesus' blood to cleanse our sins. And then if someone asks you, I did not kill people, I did not steal, I did not rob, I did not cheating, so I don't have sin, I'm not a sinner, so I don't need Jesus. Then how can you answer the questions? Henry Lin. How do you answer the questions? I did not commit a murder. I did not kill anyone. I did not steal. I did not rob. I did not break the law. I didn't commit any sin. So I don't need a Jesus, right? Say aloud. I cannot hear. Oh, I still need a Jesus. But I have no sin. Nathaniel. Yeah. Born, the baby didn't do anything wrong. Anyone can answer the question? Voluntary, raise your hand. So, you are defeated, huh? How can be a Christian soldier? Christian soldier, oh. Because sin, we have three kinds of sin. The first one is sinful nature. The second level is sinful deed, sinful action. Right? Then the third level is sinful responsibility, because the consequence always follow your decision. Right? So the first level is sinful nature. Then the second level is sinful action. You do action. Then the third level is sinful responsibility. So the sinful nature is a human being that harbor the sin inside already. They come with the sin. Because we were born as a flesh. We have the flesh and blood. There is a story. Once upon a time, there was a midwife to help a woman to deliver a baby. Right? You know, midwife? Huh? Midwife, 助产士, 产婆, the lady helped a woman to deliver a baby. So after she helped the woman deliver a baby, when the baby came out, and suddenly she could not find her diamond ring. So she searched everywhere. Hey, where's my diamond ring? I just wear my finger. Why it lost? So she searched for everywhere, could not find it. And finally, she found in the baby's hand, in the baby's palm. So she just opened the baby's palm, then found out the diamond ring is in the hand. See, even a baby. Even baby, baby, he knew how to steal from the midwife. Anybody teach the baby? No. Right. Of course, this story may be over-exaggerated, but what tells us the baby, Okay, so everyone needs Jesus' salvation. And then if we, because the social system, the judicial system cannot handle the sinful nature. If I hate you, the law cannot vindicate me guilty. No, right? Because I did not put in action, I did not hate you. So until I hit someone, I strike someone, I hurt someone, then the police will arrest me, right? But before this, They cannot do anything. Even if you hurt someone. So after we put in action, then we have to take the responsibility because we have some action to hurt people. But before this, the soldier cannot do anything. So only Christ can solve this problem. But without harbor in our heart, without harboring the sinful idea, sinful thought in our heart, then there's no action. Right? There is a nurse. When she was in high school, and because she just suspect the other friend, the other girlfriend, stole her boyfriend. So since then, she harbor hatred in her heart. But I just don't have a chance, you know, to put in action to hurt the other girl. After 30 years, one day, because this girl become a nurse, so one day there is a patient came in. Then, hey, this is very familiar with me, this lady. So she found the information, the patient information. Then she found this girl is my friend 30 years ago. Exactly the same person. She stole my boyfriend. Okay, it's a chance. Okay, so she just put an injection. Shot is empty. Shot empty. So couple minutes later, the patient just passed away, died. Because no evidence at all, no wound on her body. So police just investigate. Then finally, the police found out their relationship. So arrest the nurse. See, after 30 years, because this nurse harbored the hatred for 30 years, then if a chance come, then of course she will put in action, then hurt someone. And before this point, nobody can do anything. Police cannot arrest her. The court, the judge cannot sentence her into the prison because she did not put in action. But Christ will deal this issue. Oh, Christ. So we have a greed, we have anger. Sometimes we anger with our brothers and sisters. Right. And greed and laziness, lazy. Yeah. And greed, glutton, overeaten, it's a sin. If you go to buffet without self-control, you just eat five plates. You say, oh, I'm too full. Then you have a problem. You sin against God because you did not cherish your body, did not take care of your body. Your body belongs to God, not belong to yourself. Your body belongs to your parents, not just belong to yourself. Your body belongs to God, to Jesus Christ. Everybody see, right? Okay, so later we study the Jesus Christ. Now, we move on to John the Baptist. The birth and mission of John, he is Elijah who is to come. And he will go before Jesus in the spirit and power of Elijah. Because the mission of John the Baptist is to turn the people's heart to God and also turn the heart of God to people. Okay. And it's not so easy to turn someone, to change someone. Can you change your sibling, your younger brother or younger sister? Maybe you just fight with your younger sister or younger brothers, right? Or your older brothers and sisters. But can you change her? Can you change him? Can you change your mom? Can you change your dad? No. No one can change anybody. No one wants to be changed. I'm who I am, right? I'm who I am. Everybody say I'm who I am, right? You can't change me. I am this way. But only God is I'm who I am. Right? God cannot be changed. Even what he said is said already. Right? He said, you go, then you must go. No compromise. When God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, or the way to build up the tabernacle, God says so, then it was so. No compromise. But like we as human beings, sometimes we are so pride, we are so proud, we are so proud, we want to be changed. But only God can change us. So John the Baptist has the power, he needs the power to turn the Israel people around. Israel people heart, their heart just like a mountain. Can you change mountain? Can you move mountain around? How many of you can move mountain around? How many of you can move, this big guy, even, Japan sports, wrestling, sumo. Sumo, 300 pounds, more than 300 pounds, even 300 pounds, you cannot move them. You can move them, turn them around. No way. Harbor mountain. So people's heart is stubborn. So John needs the spirit and power of Elijah. That's why Elijah also needs the double portion of the spirit from Elijah. Because he will prepare the path for Jesus Christ. And John's ministry, he preached, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's very near. How near? Just at the door of our heart. We have heart, and we also have the door of heart. And Jesus Christ is just beside the door, just in front of the door, and knock the door, then John priest said, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Then he performed the baptism of repentance. Yeah. You know, sometimes when we talk about the truth with the other friend from other denominations, then sometimes we just argue with them. Then we just say, you are wrong, you cannot go into heaven. Of course, they cannot enter the heaven. But what they have done also came from God, right? Because John performed the baptism of repentance. So we have to acknowledge the John Baptist mission. We have to acknowledge. So we have acknowledged the other denominations. Because they preach the repentance. They preach repentance. And sometimes when we preach to them, then they say, I have the Holy Spirit. If I do not have the Holy Spirit, how come I am so joyful? Of course, they are very joyful, they are so happy, they are very nice, they are very joyous to worship God, to sing to him very loudly. You know, sometimes we sing to him very quietly, very softly, too soft. Right? You know, in some church, in the Friday night service, they sing to him very quietly, and there is a 5 years old boy. His voice is louder than anybody, than any adult. So how to glorify God's name? No wonder they say, I have love. I love God. I love Jesus Christ. And you say, you have the Holy Spirit. But
the heart is sure to Jesus like this, then they show much more. So what happened? It's true, right? It's undeniable. They love God very much. They attend a service. They attend an evening service. There is a brother Tommy. He has a friend who's a son around junior high school. And during junior high school, every morning, he got up 6 o'clock, at 6 o'clock. And then after that, he joined the class in the church. He joined the class in the church at 7 o'clock. Then 1 hour class, at 8 o'clock, he went to the school every day. Wake up at 6 o'clock, and then 7 o'clock, he walked to the chapel to attend class for 1 hour. And then every day, go to school. Will we go, will we do that? If we have a class here, if we have a class in your local church, every day, it is 7 o'clock in the morning. Will you go there? How many of you, you will make a commitment, I want to go there. If it's 7 o'clock, raise your hand. You can go there. You can be there, 7 o'clock. No one. Few. Only few. So we cannot deny their works, because the John Baptist preached the baptism of repentance. So he's prepared the way for Jesus Christ. But it's not enough. They need to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then John baptized Jesus. Fulfilling all righteousness, Jesus was born in the likeness of sinful flesh. This verse is very important. So let's turn to Romans. Open the Bible. Romans. Chapter 8. Verse 3. Romans chapter 8, verse 3. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. In the flesh, our body is flesh. So Jesus was in the form of sinful flesh, sinful. Therefore, Jesus needed water baptism, right? Because his body is like you and me, like you and me. So the body is flesh, because we have feeling, we have a sense, we have some idea, we can think. We have a sense. So we have seen the flesh. Because everybody tries to please himself. I want to please myself. You want to please yourself, right? When you sit, you want to sit in comfortable position. You want to sit in the pew, you want to sit in comfortable position, right? Nobody wants to sit the position, just against your body or against your will. You want to maybe like this way or like this way, right? Okay. But in the army, when I joined the army, we have to sit straight and not go to the end of the pew. One third. Try one third. You only sit at one third, not the whole the end, and then straight. It's not comfortable, right? But it's a part of training. So everybody tries to please himself. And when we try to please ourselves, it's a sin. Right? It's a sin. Because our sinful nature tries to please ourselves. then it's against God's will. So Jesus was born into the likeness in the form of sinful flesh. But Jesus never sinned. That's the difference from Jesus and us. Different. So Jesus also needed to be baptized. But he never sinned, so he can die for us. He can carry the sins for us. He can wash away our sins. Then revealed to Israel, let's turn to Matthew. Chapter 3, verse 17. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." He pleased God because he received the water baptism. Then a voice from above said, "This is my beloved Son." So if we receive water baptism according to the way, to the God's way, then a voice from above also said to us, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." So God said to Jesus Christ, and when we receive the water baptism, God also said to us, how do we know God said to us? "This is my beloved Son." How do we know? How do we know? How do we know God accepted us? I asked some still awake. If you awake, then I call your name. If you sleep, I won't call you. Angel Lin. Angel. Sleep? Sleepy? Awake or sleep? Where? Angel Lin. Not here? Okay. Paulina? Not here? Okay. Sorry. Are you awake or sleepy? If you're sleepy, you don't have to answer. Yeah. If you're awake, then you can answer. How do we know God say this message to us? "You are my beloved Son. In you, I'm well pleased." How do we know? Faith. Because the Holy Spirit, right? When we receive the Holy Spirit testifies we are the Son of God. Holy Spirit. That's what the Holy Spirit is very important to us. Okay. So if the other denominations, even they receive the water baptism, even exactly the same way, face down and in the river and in the name of Jesus Christ, baptized, but without the Holy Spirit, then we doubt, right? Who can testify you are the Son of God? No one can testify for you, only through the Holy Spirit. Okay, then Jesus' administration of a baptism. Mark chapter 16, verse 16 says, "Baptize, those who believe and baptized will be saved." Who believe? So I receive a baptism with faith. We have to believe, then receive baptism. So when you were baptized in the infant, when you were a child, then we receive water baptism. Then after you grow up and become adult, and maybe you turn to 40 years old, but one day you lose your faith, you won't believe anymore, but you receive water baptism many years ago, it didn't count, because the Bible says, those who believe unbaptized, be baptized, will be saved. So two conditions work together. Okay, Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20, because Jesus said, go, therefore go, and what? And make disciples of all nations, make disciples of all nations, and baptize in the name of Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to keep Jesus' teaching. So after we receive water baptism, we also have to keep Jesus' teaching. So we have to teach them. We have to teach them. So when newly baptized, and then we still have to take care of them. Baptismal formula, the three conditions. The first one, immersion. Then first downward, then in the name of Jesus Christ. I think you know already. Then baptism in the New Testament. Okay. You have to understand this. Can we turn the light off so the better contrast? If we can turn the light off, maybe you can see more clearly. Okay. In the name of Jesus Christ, we do know. Right? However, some denominations baptize in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Spirit. So what happened? Then why and who changed it? Okay. Can you see? No? Go wherever you can see. If you cannot, this is very important. Can you see? Huh? You can see really? Okay. Write it down. You have in the photo already, right? Not here. No? Okay, then copy it down. Copy it down on your notes. So how to defend our faith, right? Anyone finish? Huh? No? Okay, let me move on. Okay, then I will go back this one. In the break time, you just copy, okay? We don't have much time, okay? Then I baptized in the living water, but why and who changed it? Okay, why? You see, after the death of apostles, the Roman Empire begins to persecute Christians. So the Christians just go underground. They worship underground. They perform baptism underground. Okay. So it's not very convenient for them. So the teaching of the 12 apostles they say the living, they mention the living, they baptizing in the living water as in a river or stream, water at its natural temperature, but consider that if necessary, it's enough to put water of any kind on the head. So they use sprinkle. Okay. They just use sprinkle to instead living water. In the second century. So they changed already. Then AD 250, the person due to illness cannot be baptized by total immersion by the living water, then baptized by sprinkling. Then afterwards, when he was to be ordained as the minister, he was opposed by failing to be baptized because he did not receive the totally immersed baptized. So in the first century, they still perform the living water baptism. Okay. So we talk about the how, right? So in the morning, we talk about the why, and now we talk about the how. The first time, the living water immersion, and in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay. So, three things, the formula of baptism. The first one is full immersion. Then the second one is, what is the second one? The face downward. Then the third one is in the name of Jesus Christ. Then what happened after we received the water baptism, the effect of the baptism? The first one, rebirth, okay. The Titus. Let's turn to Titus chapter 3. Verse 5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing the Holy Spirit. So we are saved not by our works, but by Jesus' mercy, and through the washing of regeneration. So regeneration, which means rebirth, okay, change totally, change the state, transformation, to transform our life. The old man is corrupted. The old man is so stink, right? The old man is so ugly. The old man like anyone has leprosy. The leprosy is so ugly. Did you ever see the leprosy? Huh? The person who suffered from leprosy. It was not to see, right? Because they're deformed. Their face deformed. So it was not to see. So before we just like did a state. But after we receive water baptism, then we regenerate. So after we receive water baptism, we should become nicer. Right? There is a brother, before he received water baptism, then he usually abuse his children. He has one boy and one daughter. And he just abused his children without any reason, no reason. And his wife, just worry about maybe his children that was beaten to death. So the mother just bring his children to America. depart from his husband because his husband severely abused his own children. Then after this lady went to America, he converted to our church, to TJC. That before she converted to TJC, she had his husband. Had his husband. You know, had her husband. So one day, she just called her husband because she want to went back to Taiwan to bring her husband to America. She knew her husband just like a lion. Lion, you know. Anytime may hurt, he may hurt her, his children, anytime. But the wife has the compassion, because he believed in Jesus Christ. So she tried to go back to Taiwan and then bring him back to America. And then she bring her husband to the church. And her husband just followed her to the church. And then during the prayer session, he came from and kneeled down to pray. And he received the Holy Spirit. And a little bit time, he received the water baptism. Then since then, he changed. So one day, I went to their house to visit this brother. And this brother, the face is so nice, so kind, just smiling. Not ferocious, not like the big guy face. You cannot imagine, you know. Totally change. Without hearing their testimony, I cannot believe he was abusive people. He was, you know, violent people. You cannot imagine. So after we receive water baptism, then we will be changed, we'll transform by our God. So everybody should be nice right now, huh? Talk to your husband, your parents nicely. Yeah? Don't talk back. Don't talk them louder. Don't yell to them. Because we receive water baptism. Okay. Then the remission of the sins. How heavy of the sins? 1 pound. 2 pounds, how heavy? Do you have any idea? How heavy of the sins? Can you imagine 1 pound or 10 pounds, 15 pounds? Rebecca, how heavy? No, not you. I just sin. Yeah, I ask you. Yeah, I'm sorry, Deborah. Deborah. Very heavy. How? Yeah, can you imagine? Can anyone imagine how heavy? Okay. Have you experienced, like in some point, one day, some point, you just feel so heavy, you just feel so stressful, like so burdens, you have burden on your shoulder. Do you have experience in such kind of situation? You reach the point, so stressful, so burdened, you cannot handle it. You want to hit yourself to the wall, against the wall. I'm so stupid. Made a mistake. Stupid mistake. You feel burdened, right? But Jesus Christ would remove our burden from our shoulder. And they also feel so light,
Let's turn to Matthew. Chapter 11. Hurry up. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Verse 28.
Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. 28, 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. 30. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light.
So we have a yoke. We have a yoke. And Jesus Christ also have a yoke. But his yoke is so light. So we just exchange. He will take our yoke, and he will give us yoke to carry. It's so light. We just come to Jesus Christ. Because he was so gentle. So if we are so gentle, right, then we can find a rest. If we are gentle, then we can find our yoke is so light. And that gentle, that humble. If we humble ourselves.
Nowadays, in your textbook, can you find humility, this word, in your textbook? Humility.
If you can find humility in your history book, raise your hand. Can you find humility in your geography book? Raise your hand. Humility. Can you find humility in your chemistry book? Raise your hand. No, you cannot find it, right?
So nowadays the society won't teach us humility. Because everybody just puff up, lift up yourself, higher and higher and higher. How high? You can see when you go to the shoe store, right? You can see the lady's shoes, the high heel, right? Everybody want to lift up themselves.
But one day, like a broom, like a balloon, it's bigger and bigger and bigger because you blow and balloon will become bigger and bigger, right? But after need a pyak, right? Then disappear, right? That's just nothing. At that point, so heavy. Right?
So if we humble ourselves, we always think about ourselves, I am nothing. I am not deserved to receive God's grace. If you consider, I deserve to be served, I deserve to gain respect. If you did not respect me, then I am angry with you. How come you did not respect me? How come you say this statement to me? You look me down. But if we humble ourselves, our heart will become peace. We can enjoy the peace. We can find the rest. So this society won't teach us humility. Only the Bible, only Jesus Christ. So if we humble ourselves, then Jesus will give us a yoke.
Then put on Christ. Then we can let other people see us, see Jesus Christ in us.
Pastor Cole, Ke Chuan Dao.
Pastor Cole, how many of you know Pastor Cole? Raise your hand. Okay. When he was in army, and his friend called him Jesus. His companion called him Jesus. Jesus. Your friend called you Jesus? How many of your friend call you Jesus? Raise your hand. But his friend called him Jesus. Why they call him Jesus? Bread. Why they call him Jesus?
Because his light is so bright, right?
Shining the light. Yeah. Yes, because he put on the Christ.
So people see him just like Christ. So coming Christ. Okay. If you cover the sheep skin, right, then people will call you sheep. Because you put on the skin of a sheep. So if anyone put on the skin of Christ, then he become Christ. So we put on the Christ after we receive water baptism. Adoption as the children of God, I just mentioned earlier, because the Holy Spirit was testified, we truly are the adopted son of God. Let's turn to Galatians. Galatians chapter 4. Verse 4. Okay, let's turn to Romans. Romans chapter 8. Chapter 8, verse 16. The Spirit himself bears witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God. See? The Holy Spirit bears witnesses with our heart. We are children of God. So many people say, I know God. I know God. I'm the children of God. So many people know Obama, but the Obama know them is not necessary, right? Do you know Obama? Of course, you know Obama. But Obama knows you? Doubt, right? Not really, not necessary. He has to know you. Unless you have some certificate. You have some picture. You will show me, say, Pastor, yeah, I took a picture with Obama, see? So I know him. So how do we know we are the son, the children of God? How do we know? Even the other denominations, they also proclaim they are the children of God. But they have no Holy Spirit. But we have the Holy Spirit, so the Holy Spirit will testify we are the children of God. So this will help us to become self-evident and self-confidence. Because in your age, you will encounter many challenges. You will encounter so many competitions. In your generation. But how to survive in your generation, in your ages? How to survive? Through God. You will believe God, pursue the Holy Spirit, and then you will become the children of God. You will become the children of God because our God is awesome God. Our God is the King of Kings. Our God is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. For he will help us. If God will help us, then nobody can do any hurt to me. Nobody can do anything to me if God wants to help us. So just stand firm. Be confident. Be confident. So even this society is full of competition, full of challenges. But with God's help, you can survive. Then you can be prosperous, and you will have a successful life. Amen. Pray in silence. Amen.